Welcome to the Métis Settlements General Council show, Peekskwewin. I'm Brenda Blind, and I'm here today to introduce you to a wonderful lady and her business. She's going to tell us about a little bit about her business. And as you know, as we all know, the entrepreneur spirit is alive and well with our people out on the settlements. I'd like to welcome Karen Telford from the Fishing Lake Métis Settlement. And she's going to talk to us about her business called the Water Spirit Spa and Retreats. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you, Brenda. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. I'm glad to have you here. So, Karen, tell us a little bit about your business and what inspired you to start it.
My business started in about 2021. And we didn't really get going with the retreats until 2022. And my business name is kind of all-encompassing of the services that we provide. So water spirit, first of all, refers to water. And we all know as Indigenous people that water is life and that water has a spirit. And the second part of the name is spa. So I've been a massage therapist for 20 years now. And some of the services I provide are in addition to massage therapy, our reflexology, Reiki, craniosacral, and Watsu, which is the aquatic therapy. So that's something that I'm hoping to have up and running this year. As we all know, in Canada, we have such a cold climate, so a pool is not always accessible. So I have an above-ground outdoor pool now, so I'm hoping to get that up and running this summer. And then the third part of our business is retreats. So we offer land-based experiences along with artisan workshops. And I'm also available to do those artisan workshops mobile as well. And what inspired me to be an entrepreneur? One of the things was that a long time ago, I decided that I didn't want to depend on someone else fully for my income. One of the positions I had been in for about 3.5 years, the funding changed. So my employment ended because it was contract. So I thought at that time, that was a good time for me to go back to school. And I'd always been interested in holistic health. So right from a young child. And so I decided that was my opportunity to do massage therapy, because that was, I thought, a very good base to launch my holistic health business. So that's what inspired me, and that's what keeps me going.
I need to phone you. I need your contacts because I need to book myself in. When you said for massage, sure, and holistic healing and water, I got all excited, and it sounds like a wonderful business. I see that you have some events scheduled for this the month of May, and mm-hmm. can you tell us a little bit about those events?
Yeah, so our first event in May is kind of like setting up our camping area. So we have a campground area that we use for our outdoor retreats. So it's an opportunity for people to set up teepees, trapper's tents, to get out on the land, to learn some of those basic survival skills, such as building an outdoor a lean-to shelter, fire making, outdoor cooking. We'll also look at some of those early plants that are on the land, do some foraging, make some salve, and just look at the land in an Indigenous lens as to what's out there. You know, because once you start realizing what plants are on the land, you realize, you know, there's medicine, there's food, there's, you know, all of that stuff is all around us. You just kind of have to look at it differently. And this was knowledge that our ancestors would have had, but, you know, it's not so common today as people are so involved with, you know, technology, their phones, you know, they're not on the land. You know, our ancestors knew how to hunt, fish, trap, all that kind of stuff, garden. And to me, like, all of that stuff is so important, like now, you know, as it always has been. And food sovereignty, you know, is so important. Like, we need to get back to those roots, those basics, right? So that's why I want to start teaching people, you know, that never had that experience to try it out, right? So that's what we're doing.
Well, I hear a lot about land-based teachings. Mm-hmm. It's a real something that is, there's a market out there for that. So I think that your business is leading right into that. And I think that folks that would come out and be on the land, as you say, it would be very healing. And plus, they're learning some good skills. So that's a wonderful way to reach out to folks. And so, on your journey, you've been at this for a bit, and rarely you do it by yourself, right? So, is there anybody out there that has inspired you, or who has inspired you, and who is your support system that you'd like to tell us about?
So I'd say probably first and foremost, my mentors would be my parents. They instilled a lot of pride in our Métis culture and the skills for living off the land. I came from a big family, so a lot of kids and not much money. So we definitely had to live off the land, hunting, trapping, fishing, all that stuff. We had to. That's how we survived. And so they also instilled the importance of higher education and a work ethic. So we had to work hard. I mean, you had to work hard in order to survive. So we did all of that. And as well, like I said, just pride in being Métis, right? And that identity. And for my business, I'd say, doing the tourism part of my business, Indigenous Tourism of Alberta, has been very helpful. They, providing me with skills and mentorship to grow my business, because that wasn't my skill set per se. So I've taken advantage of those opportunities to learn and mentorship. Inspiration, I would say, big one for me would also be just the land and the water. Where we are, it's so beautiful. And sometimes you take for granted the beauty of the land. And when we have events, people will say, wow, this place is, so beautiful, so, so relaxing, and all of that. And then we have to kind of step back and say, yeah, it is, right? Because we see it every day, so we kind of forget, the beauty of the land. So, and I also want to acknowledge my team. So my husband is behind the scenes, but he definitely is very much involved in making sure things happen. He goes out of his way to make everything look good and to prepare everything. So without him, I couldn't do it. Our son as well helps us with some of the Métis history and the land base, the fire making. And we have community members that come and help out too, to help us get ready for events. And we always rely on our one friend Wayne as well. He's usually helping at all of our events also. So yeah, so those are the people that help us go.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Karen. We'll just take a short break right now and we'll be right back. Welcome back, folks. Today we're talking with Karen Telford from the Fishing Lake Métis Settlement and Water Spirit Spa and Retreats. I think you've hit the nail on the head, so to speak, when you talk about the land and how blessed we are to be on that. And you've certainly taken that and turned it into something like a business, and something that you enjoy doing. And being out on the land is definitely something that I know that our settlement folks really enjoy. What do you see for the future? What are your plans?
So I guess my immediate plans are to, to hone our retreat offerings. I want to also work on our more crafts, have more workshops in that area. Definitely want to have my Watsu pool running. And I'm working on leveling up my business to accommodate, to start working maybe with international tourists, because I think, we have a lot of land, like you say, we have a lot of beauty. So, and we have a lot of culture. So I think it's important to be able to share that with others. So those are my short-term plans, my dreams, I guess, and aspirations. I'd really like to have an Indigenous Nordic spa type of service, and be able to offer winter programming as well, both indoor and outdoor, and have a trading post. Historically we've always been involved in trading posts, so have that as well, and have it open for our artisans to sell their products, and so we can consign them and then have them available for our retreats and for online shopping as well. Yeah, so those are my goals.
Excellent, excellent. You've touched on not just the land-based teachings, but you've talked about tourism, and I think that's something that our folks are starting to key into because of the land and the tourism portion of it. So what are some of those key things that you've learned in this in as you've developed your business, and what kind of challenges have you faced and overcome?
So key things for me would be that you can't do everything yourself. I hand bookkeeping stuff off to my bookkeeper because I can't manage that. I'm not good at that. Take advantage of workshops, training opportunities that come your way. Social media is also important to get established, along with setting up your website. Start small and grow your business. Doesn't have to be perfect right away. And your business plan is a living document, so that's going to change many times as your business grows. When we first started, all we had was our front yard, a tent, and a teepee, right? And we just ran with it. So, and we've grown bigger every year, and and we continue to grow. So our biggest challenges, I would say, would be really starting from nothing, except our skills and our desire to succeed. And I want to just, there's a song that we get a chuckle out of, my husband and I. There's a song by Mary Chapin Carpenter, and there's a line that says, "Everything we got the hard way," right? And that's truly something that has been our life together, but also this business, right? Nothing has come easy, but we have a strong desire to succeed. We rarely take a day off. We're always ones that we just keep going, right? We just continue going forward, and we believe that we will be successful.
That's just great. I mean, and congratulations to you and your team. It sounds like you have a dream, and you've persevered. And so my next question is, what advice would you give to our folks out there who are thinking about starting their own business and getting into something and might not know where to start?
Well, I would say if their desire is to be an entrepreneur, then just get started. Get started somewhere, wherever you're at. Start small if you need, and then continue to grow from there. But I'd also say, if there's opportunities that come your way that you can grow in some capacity, then take them. Like if there's employment or training or what have you, if those experiences come your way, then maybe they're there for a reason. And so I would take advantage of those things. And if you have skills, whether that be, as an artisan, music, whatever, if you have some type of skills, then work on them. I think, as we all have gifts of some sort. It's important for us to build on those gifts and then just hone them, I think.
Wise words, wise words for our listeners out there. And if folks wanted to learn more about the water, spirit, spa, and retreats, where would they look?
They can check out my website. So my website is www.waterspiritspa.com. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. So I usually update all of those regularly with some of our events. So yeah, so check those out, and you'll find us. Give us a follow.
Is there, before we leave each other, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, so our retreats are open to anyone from anywhere that wants to learn about Métis culture, Métis settlements, holistic wellness. We also have other retreats throughout the summer. We have a private retreat in June, so, and if that's something people want, they can do as well. We do host private retreats. In July, we're having a Four Directions retreat, and that's geared toward women and two-spirit, and that's a holistic wellness weekend as well. August, we're having a Métis Wellness and Adventure weekend. So that one is pretty cool.
Well, that sounds like a lot. It sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of good stuff going on there. So, thank you for coming on in the show today, Karen, and thanks for sharing.
Thank you. Hi, hi. Can I ask something?
Thanks for listening today. You're listening to Karen Telford from the Fishing Lake Métis Settlement with her business, the Water Spirit Spa and Retreats. And have a good weekend, listeners. Be safe out there on the highways and the Métis trails. Anaskaman.